Indiana is adding more large-scale hog farms every year. They're good business for farmers, but some neighbors say they can be bad for property values. It's an argument people are having across the state, especially in small towns. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Annie Ropeek takes a look at that argument in Bartholomew County.
Nancy Banta heads up the gravel driveway to her farmhouse. The rocking chairs on its whitewashed wood porch look out over a cornfield, and a wind chime hangs over the creaky screen door.
This is who I am. This defines me.
Her family has lived here in Hope for almost 200 years. The town's 2,200 residents are some of the poorest in Bartholomew County, and that's led some farmers here to start building more large-scale hog farms. They generate free manure to fertilize crops and bring in extra cash. The newest is a half mile from Banta's house, a short white barn, 500 or 600 feet long and full of pigs. It looks like a normal barn except for the fans along the sides where you might have windows blowing out the smell. Banta remembers the first time she caught a whiff.
And to be honest with you, I thought I was going to cry, not because of the physical ailment of it, because the realization that this is what we're going to live with the rest of our lives.
These hog farms are called CAFOs, or Concentrated Animal Feeding Operations. Down the road, Banta's neighbor Charlene Eisen says she's worried about their economic impact.
We don't want the value of our home to go down and lose the value of what we do have, you know.
Her 11-year-old grandson Richard says he'd wanted to inherit this house.
Except when that goes there, nobody's going to want to be here. Nobody.
Hope residents brought that up in public hearings about the new farm, but it still got approved. It's a big argument across the state that these CAFOs are good for business but bad for property values. Now, Bartholomew County records don't show an immediate impact on property assessments since the new CAFO was built last year. But it's only the start of the story. Your assessment doesn't change if homes in your neighborhood aren't selling, which local realtor Shirley Wagner says is what happens when you live near a CAFO.
The buyers have backed off totally. They want nothing to do with being close to these properties. If they want to go to the rural setting, they want more a serene environment than that.
That's why some residents, including Nancy Banta, are appealing to make their assessments go down. They argue they shouldn't have to pay the same property taxes to live next to a CAFO. Al Heber is an agricultural engineer at Purdue University who basically wrote the book, well, computer model, on how close you can live to a CAFO before its smell gets annoying. He uses it to help farmers and local officials decide where CAFOs should go. The model makes some pretty obvious predictions. CAFOs with more stinkier animals should be farther from houses. But Heber says it's not practical as a law itself.
Just like I would prefer to change the setback guideline if you add one pig to the facility, I also cannot say that if you walk one more foot away from the facility that because my model puts out a number that you will never experience the odor anymore.
As in many counties, Bartholomew's rules for livestock facilities don't change based on type or quantity of animals. All they say is farms with more than 600 pigs have to be 500 feet from homes. The county's smallest CAFOs contain twice that many hogs. Still, Indiana Farm Bureau livestock specialist Greg Slifer says he tells farmers,
just because you can doesn't mean you should.
But in Hope, some farmers did, building about as close as possible to homes like Nancy Banta's. Those farmers either declined to talk or did not respond to repeated requests for comment.
Small community, small school.
This is Hope's only school, where Banta works as a music aide when she's not on shift at the nearby Dollar General. She worries that as the town's population ages, more CAFOs will hurt the property tax rolls and the real estate market and hasten Hope's decline.
And I feel like they're dumping on us because we are poor.
It's tough for her to escape, even at work, because there's a pig farm right across the street. It predates the new setback rules, which will keep CAFOs a quarter mile from any school in the future. On this hot summer day, as in much of Hope, the smell of pigs wafts over the parking lot on the breeze. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Annie Ropeek in Hope.